government is very clever and use that divide and rule. They are not about to put all of you in the same package. They are going to divide people according even to class, for instance.
Ms. Hadebe believes this division between the haves and the have-nots has resulted in an us-versus-them attitude that prevented a unified response to the government crackdowns. She says stayaways or other mass actions can be effective only if people from different social classes can come together.
Government is very safe. You can put down somebody's house. They're not about to go to court and contest it because they don't even have the resources to call a lawyer for a day. And as civics, this is where also I think we should actually come in and do something. Maybe carry a litigation, I don't know, something at least, that maybe can be done in a collective way to represent the people, because these are the majority of Zimbabwe, unfortunately.
Political science lecturer John Makumbe of the University of Zimbabwe agrees with Ms. Hadebe. He says that by targeting the poor and middle class elements, which it blames for assisting the poor, the government has created divisions within the classes of people, meaning that they see the poor, not themselves, as the victims.
I think a lot of the people who are in civic organizations, churches, who have the capacity to organize and mobilize against the government are not targeted, and so they are literally feeling very sorry for these poor people. But because they are not really directly affected, they will do nothing. So the response has been really very weak, disorganized, and largely non-existent.
But not all see a conspiracy against the poor in the government's cleanup drive, arguing that the proliferation of shacks, flea markets and vendor stands exceeded the limits of what could be tolerated. Dr. Solomon Mombeshora, a researcher in race and ethnic relations at the University of Zimbabwe, but speaking here on a personal basis, says there should be a concerted effort to rebuild the deteriorating economy instead of actions such as last week's stayaway. He says the perception that government is targeting the poor is wrong.
In terms of the socio-demographic, socio-economic statuses of people affected, this is affecting people who have difficulty getting formal jobs, by and large, and therefore they tend to make a living from the formal sector. So I hope that government will also move into the low-density and medium-density favors to see whether some of the extensions that have been done there have been legally done, so that it's not perceived as a targeted program on the poor.
Dr. Mombeshora says the government let the informal sector grow following implementation of the Economic Structural Adjustment Program, but its expansion exceeded government's expectations. He says Operation Murambachina is the government's way of trying to recapture lost tax revenues from these unregistered and unregulated informal businesses.
The ministry is promoting the kind of formalization of the informal sector, by and large. What the ministry is trying to do is to say, okay, you want to enter into this sort of enterprise, can you get registered? And then there's a vetting process to make sure that the people who are getting registered do not have bad past records.
Despite government assurances along similar lines, Dr. Makumbe says Operation Murambachina is really an attempt by the government to clean up its own image.
I think they are anxious to actually demonstrate Harare, Mutare, Masvingo, Bulawayo are still safe places for investing in, largely aiming at the foreign investor rather than the local, you know, entrepreneur at all. And so they are really desperate to prove legitimacy and try to bring about some law and order, as we have seen lawlessness really prevailing since 2000.
But as the crackdown rolls on, leaving people vulnerable, Rutendo Hadebe says people must work together to find the means to bring to an end such official actions against ordinary citizens.
I think there's a need for people also to move faster than the government, because all that is happening is reactive to what government is doing. There is very little of any discussions taking place in terms of being ready for what is coming. So everyone is being caught off guard. And ZANU-PF is actually flourishing because it's able to beat the civics, the workers, the laborers, everybody. They're beating us in the game.
Information Minister Tichaona Jokonya told Studio 7 this week that the government will wrap up Operation Murambachina by early next week. The government has promised accommodation and relocation to the thousands now left homeless. But as thousands of the country's poorest battle the cold weather and the loss of what few goods they had managed to accumulate, the way forward is just as unclear to them as to the rest of the country. Reporting for Studio 7, I'm Dimyake Mokalielie in Washington.